In Hoei. The last round of the Job Fixes Belgium Rally Championship, and we have Jan. We have present at the start, Chris Meek. Chris, what a season it has been for you.
Not really. It hasn't been spectacular, but we've celebrated the most part of it. But yeah, what can I say? In the world of motorsport, a phone call can open every door for you, and a phone call can close it as well. So. But it's a life in rally, and I took a bit of time to myself over the summer and decided I wanted for sure not to finish it on somebody else's terms. I wanted to enjoy driving a car again, which I realized I hadn't been for quite a while. So as things turned out, I was able to find myself a seat at Toyota, so for 2019 it looks good, the team looks strong. And throughout all that, I had a call from Renault Jammu like 2 or 3 months ago to ask would I be interested in Condros, and I was thinking the time of year could be quite nice for me to do a rally again, because it's been since Rally Portugal in May since I drove competitively, so, and I know the competition here is very strong, I know the conditions are difficult, so it's a nice opportunity for me to sharpen my teeth again.
But I understand you have quite some busy weeks. You were testing this week in Finland.
I was supposed to be. I was supposed to be in Finland on Wednesday, but finally it was called off. The snow arrived in Finland. Not enough to drive with studded tires, but still too much to drive with gravel tires. So I think I plan to go next week. I go directly from here Monday morning to Finland. So there's still a lot of kilometers to do to try to understand the car as much as I can. And I'm feeling excited for 2019.
We all know you have a good relation with Yves Maton, who's from Hoei, so a local driver. He drives a zero car. So you present here in Hoei is a salute to him.
Yeah, myself and Yves go back a long way. He first brought me to Conros in 2006 with a C2R2, and I enjoyed my time then, and we come back again through the connections of Yves in 2014 with the DS3 R5. So this time, okay, everything has been, my co-driver Renault Jamoul has organized everything, so I have to thank him for that. But yeah, it's nice. Myself and Yves go back a long time. I even struggled to get into a nice restaurant. I know tonight I called Yves, he knows the owner, he got me in, so it's nice to have some contacts. But I'm happy to be here in the rally. I enjoy it.
And this time there will be no WRC in front of you.
Yeah, in 2014, there were still some WRC cars allowed to do the rally, and as much as you try with an R5 on some stages, it's simply not possible. So I finished second to Chris Brinson that year, and but let's see, I know the speed here, the guys are very fast, and with R5, it's difficult to make a difference. Whatever you maybe lose in the first couple of stages with knowledge, it's very difficult to take that time back. I know it's going to be a challenge over the weekend. My target's not, I'm not completely determined to win the rally. I want to be competitive for sure. It's the reason why I'm here, but it's not important for me. It's why I chose this rally, that I know the speed of the other guys are very good, the local Belgian drivers. So, let's see, it'll be an interesting weekend.
How difficult is it for you to drive with another co-driver? Because normally you drive with Paul Nagel for years now. Now it's the first time with Renault.
Yeah, well, on that front, I've actually decided to make a change for my WRC career as well. Next year, I'll have a new co-driver. This was part of the package when Renault obviously wanted to do his home rally. He put the day together. So, shakedown today, he has followed. So. For him to call notes in English is not his natural tongue, but I was able to understand everything, so at the moment it seems good.
And what about the Skoda? Is it the car to beat the Citroën?
Yes. Okay, I didn't do anything really in the C3 R5, but for sure my last participation, my last time to drive an R5 car was the 2014 rally here 4 years ago. So. Yeah, the Skoda feels strong. It feels solid as an all-together package. For sure, they're a lot different than a WRC car, especially the new generation WRC cars. Yeah, you have so much less power, but still there's a technique to try to find the speed of them. But yeah, the Škoda seems a really nice put together package. You feel the grip everywhere. The engine is constant. So yeah, the package I have is very good. You know, I think this is the beauty of the R5 regulation. So many guys here have more or less identical equipment, and that makes the racing really special.
For us, the journalists and the rally fans, it seems to be easy to step back from a WRC car to an R5 car, but Thierry Neuville told us in Ypres that it's not the case. It's just completely different.
It is completely different. It's you know, the new generation World Rally cars, they're up, maybe some of them even over 400 horsepower now. The amount of aerodynamics you have is incredible. So when you step back to what 300 horsepower, no aerodynamics at all, the cars are still working quite well, but it's a different way to try to extract the speed. So it takes you time to learn, you know. And I describe it maybe a bit like motocross, where you have a 250 championship and a 451, and the same technique doesn't work in both, you know. So, but yeah, it's still interesting for me. It's helmet on, sitting at the start line of the stage, competing the game is the most important thing for me.
Thank you, Chris, and good luck anyway. We continue with Stéphane Lefebvre, about the championnat du monde on Citroën C.